From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. officials say a small group of American ground troops is heading to Syria to advise and assist in the fight against Islamic State militants. A senior Obama administration official said Friday the president authorized fewer than 50 special operations forces to deploy to northern Syria. The official says those U.S. troops will coordinate with pro-Western rebels and U.S.-led coalition forces combating the IS group. It is the first time Washington is publicly sending U.S. ground forces to Syria for an open-ended mission rather than for a specific raid. Greece's prime minister has accused other European leaders of being inept in their handling of the continent's migration crisis. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said Friday that Europe has failed to defend its values by providing migrants with a safe alternative to deadly sea journeys. He made the comments as 22 migrants drowned in two shipwrecks in Greek waters on Friday. International Organization for Migration spokesman Joel Millman said the IOM has received reports of even more migrant fatalities during in other incidents in the past day.
We know of at least 22 off Greece, in addition to almost that many not confirmed in the last 24 hours in Greece. Also, possibly as many as 40 killed in Spain this morning. There's no sign of this carnage tapering off, and we're deeply concerned about what's ahead as the weather gets colder.
In a report released Friday, the IOM said migrant deaths on the Mediterranean Sea routes to Europe have broken all previous records. This is VOA. A suspected al-Qaeda member and former British resident held for 13 years at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has returned to Britain after being released by U.S. authorities. Shakir Amer was flown to London on Friday on a plane chartered by the British government. British Prime Minister David Cameron welcomed Amer's release. Cameron also said he wanted to reassure the British public that his government has taken steps to ensure public safety. A British official said there were no plans to detain the 46-year-old Saudi national whose family lives in London. His wife and children are British. A Palestinian man has attacked Israeli civilians in Jerusalem. Israeli authorities say the assailant wounded one man before being shot by security forces. They say another Israeli was hurt by the gunfire as security personnel subdued the assailant. Earlier Friday, Israeli forces shot two other Palestinians as they carried out a knife attack on police at a West Bank checkpoint near Hebron. Manila has welcomed an international court's decision to consider Philippine complaints about China's land reclamation activities in disputed waters of the South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague said Thursday it will consider seven of the Philippines' 15 complaints about Chinese claims of exclusive rights to South China Sea waters and economic zones. China has rejected the court's involvement in the South China Sea dispute, saying questions of sovereignty and maritime borders lie outside the court's jurisdiction. But Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesman Charles Jose said Manila is trying to persuade the court that it does have authority to judge Beijing's claims to the Chinese-built artificial islands.
We are cautiously confident because they said there are seven other issues that they will consider the jurisdictional issue in tandem with the merits. So I think they will also find jurisdiction in those claims.
In the past 2 years, China has dredged up large amounts of sand from the seafloor to enlarge seven South China Sea reefs. Tanzanian authorities have confirmed ruling party candidate John Magufuli as the victor in the country's presidential election. Officials handed Magufuli a victory certificate on Friday, prompting celebrations among his supporters. Magufuli represents Tanzania's ruling Chama Mapinduzi Party, or CCM. The main opposition candidate, Edward Lowassa, came in second and has called for a recount of Sunday's vote. But international observers have described the election as peaceful and credible. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.